Well, hey there, food allergy mamas. We are about to go to Disney and I couldn't be more excited. I know as food allergy families, Disney is often a really popular place to go. So I want to share with you some of the things I've learned and one of my most favorite tools to help plan allergy-friendly food at Disney. Today we are unlocking the magic of Disney allergy menus. Let's get to it. Hey, food allergy mama. If you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. So as of the time of recording, we are about to head to Disney World. And I know that many of you go there for spring break or summer vacation because it does have such a great reputation when it comes to food allergies. And I definitely think that we are considered a Disney family because I think this is our maybe fifth time going, but we haven't just been to Disney World. We've also been to Disneyland several times, and we've also gone to Disneyland Paris as well. And just so you know where we're coming from, as a 17-year food allergy mom, we have actually traveled the world with multiple severe food allergies. We have peanut, tree nut allergies, and gluten intolerance. And we have been to the UK, we've been to Ireland, Spain, France, Italy, Bahamas, Mexico, and all over Canada and the US. I tell you this not to brag, but I want you to know that the information that I'm giving you about food allergy travel is really based in experience, and we've done a lot when it comes to traveling. So I hope that you can feel confident when you're here listening to this. Our family just loves going to Disney because there's just something about being in that Disney bubble. I feel like we can go there, we can focus on just having fun, bonding, it's exciting, and there's always going to be some allergy-friendly food that we can find, so we just love it. And I think that a lot of people, when they think about Disney World or Disney in general, they kind of think about food allergies and they think that they're going to go there and just assume that they're going to be taken care of. And while this is the case, they are definitely allergy friendly, then they have great processes in place. They are not perfect and there is things that you have to research before you go. And likely there's going to be more research than you actually realize because not every location at Disney has allergy friendly foods and you still need to ask a lot of questions to ensure that everybody is on the same page when it comes to food allergies. But we are going to help clear up a lot of that today because we're going to cover Disney World allergy menus and we're going to reveal one of my most favorite tools when I'm planning allergy food at Disney World. We're going to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of the allergy menus so that if you're planning a trip, you can feel good about going there. And not just that, hopefully your family's vacation is going to be allergy safe and magical. So just to make sure that we're clear, in this episode, I'm actually going to be talking about allergy menus at quick service locations. That's because table service restaurants, you are almost always able to talk to the chef and make sure that you have allergy friendly food. But we often find that table service meals take a lot of time, which actually takes away from the park experience. So when we go, we usually focus on quick service at the parks, and we are actually booking a few table service, but those are going to be on non-park days this time. That way we can enjoy a more leisurely meal and really enjoy the table service restaurants. So one of the tools that I've just recently found are Disney World food allergy and gluten-free guides. I'm going to post an affiliate link of these guides in the show notes, but guys, I wish I'd known about these guides sooner because they will make going to Disney World with food allergies and if you have celiac, much easier. I didn't know about these guides when we were at Disney World last, and now that I do, I would not go to Disney without them. They are so helpful, and I love that they get automatically updated so that I can be assured we have the most up-to-date information when we go. And I think it's going to make our trip safer, easier, and you know what? It is going to save tons of time because we are not searching for that safe food. We can go directly to the places that work for us instead of spending all of our time searching all over the parks, waiting in lineups, and checking the food. Because nobody wants to spend a huge amount of money on Disney and then miss most of the fun standing in line looking for food. So I've already started using them to plan our food for our upcoming trip. And I'm going to go over how I did that in a bit. But first, I want to go over a few little known facts about Disney World allergy menus that you're going to want to know. First of all, you need to know that you can find all of the allergy menus on the Disney Experience app or the Disney World app, but they are hard to find. The reason being is that not all restaurants have an allergy menu, and when they do, you actually have to scroll to the very bottom of the menu to see the allergy options. So unless you already know which restaurants have that allergy menu, it's going to take a lot of time to go through each one and scroll down to the bottom, look for the allergy options, remember that one to see if that's what you want, and then try another one to see if it's more your style or something that you like better. That's why I love that the Disney allergy guides actually give all of the lists of places that have allergy menus for quick service in the parks in one easy to find place. So, and it shows their menu options. So you can quickly find wherever you are in the park, see which is closer, and see what might work for your family. Number two is that allergy menus at Disney World can change quickly. So I wish that there was never going to be any changes to allergy menus at Disney World, but unfortunately, there are circumstances that have and will change the allergy menu. So if when you get there, the allergy menu has changed, the app may not get updated because maybe an ingredient or a shipment didn't come in, so they need to switch ingredients, or maybe they're sold out of a certain item. All of these can cause changes to the allergy menus, and so you're going to need to verify in person at each food location. Another little unknown thing about Disney World allergy menus is that they are really most helpful for 1 to 2 allergies, but they are more difficult to use if you have multiple allergies. So for example, my daughter has tree nut and peanut allergies and a gluten intolerance. So because of this, we need to find a single meal that is going to be found under all three of those allergy menus. So it means that there's usually only one, maybe two meal options under that allergy menu that's going to work for all of my daughter's allergies at each quick service location. So basically, if she's not in the mood for that specific item, she kind of has to go with it, or else if we use our allergy guides, which I'm super excited about this time go around, we're going to have a list of all the restaurant options at each of the parks with the menus right there in front of us. So we can actually look at it. She can decide what she's in the mood for and what we're in the mood for, and we can go straight there without wondering. Not only that, but the touring guides list the top 9 allergens found in the treats and snacks in each park. So we can indulge in a special treat without spending hours and hours searching for that treat. The next surprising thing about food allergies at Disney is that not all cast members are fully trained with food allergies. And I think a lot of people are surprised by this, but some cast members, maybe they're part of the Disney College program, maybe they've only worked at Disney for a few weeks, and in this case, they may not have become trained yet on food allergies. So if this is the case, they may not be as knowledgeable or really understand what you need. And if this is the situation, it's okay to kindly ask for more assistance from a manager or someone else. One of the cool things about the Disney food allergy guides is that there are actually scripts and wordings that cast members are going to understand so that you can communicate your allergy to them in a quick and easy way so you can get on with your meal as quickly as possible and get back to the magic. And the last thing that's really surprising about Disney World is that they are not perfect when it comes to food allergies. Although they have a great reputation in the food allergy community, it's still important to take all the necessary precautions because obviously safety is the first priority. You need to know that Disney manages food allergies in a unique way, and I honestly didn't really understand how it all worked until I received my Disney food allergy guides, because they explained how they manage food allergies and all the ins and outs. For example, until I read this guide, I had no idea that if you're concerned with may contain statements, it's always best to talk to the manager or chef. You can't just go by the allergy menus, and this is so, so important. Quick tip for somebody who has multiple allergies or allergies outside the top allergens. And when I say multiple allergies, I mean usually about three or more. The quick service are going to be quite limited for you, and so are snacks, unfortunately. So in that case, you will find that there's more options in the table service seating, especially if you have more than three allergens. But even so, if your multiple allergies are in the top nine plus gluten, I still recommend the Disney Food Allergy Guides, because even though there's not a lot of safe snack and quick meal options available, simply because Disney doesn't have them, these food allergy guides are going to show you what there is, even if there's, let's say, one option per park, so that you don't have to search when you're there. And this is a huge time saver. Okay, so as I mentioned, I've already started using these guides to help plan our food for our upcoming trip. So I thought it would be helpful to go over the steps I take to do that. And there's going to be two types of guides. There's going to be two for gluten-free and two for food allergies, a full guide and a snack guide for each. And the full food allergy guide is called the Disney World Food Allergies Made Easy. This one has it all, and it's the best for new visitors. However, as a returning visitor, I honestly found it really helpful too. So when I say this guide has it all, it really does, because there's a guide to the ice cream, there's a guide to the breads you're going to find. It includes all the snacks over all the parks and their allergens, and it's even going to have guides for water parks and even the festivals that happen at Epcot over the year. And not only that, but let's say you're going to something like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, there's guides for that as well. And they're all included in that full gluten-free or food allergies guide, whichever one you need. Okay, so using the full guide, here's how I'm planning our food allergy friendly food for our upcoming trip. The first step is that I read the main Food Allergies Made Easy unofficial Disney World guide, because this file helped me to understand how Disney manages food allergies, and it was really eye-opening for me, even though I've been there quite a few times. I actually learned that I was taking some risks that I didn't realize when we were there. And now that I've read it and I understand their food allergy protocols, I feel much more prepared. Step two was that I looked at and saved the quick service guide to my phone. The reason why I did this was because I want to access it while we're at the park, because as I mentioned before, not every quick service location actually has an allergy menu or the ability to navigate allergies quickly. So for example, let's say we're Magic Kingdom and we want to grab lunch, this quick service guide is going to help us find the quick service that's closest to us that has an allergy menu. Because even though Disney lists their allergy menus on their app, it's quite labor intensive to find them all, and we don't want to be doing that and wasting precious park time. Okay, step three, I looked at the snack guide. Now, this guide is long. Like, I think it's like 30 pages or maybe even more, I'm not quite sure, but it's a lot of snacks and it lists their top allergens that are present in each one. So what I did here was I highlighted every single thing that is actually safe for us. And then when I download this to my phone, I can easily find those highlighted items when we're at each park to see, okay, well, let's see what we're in the mood for that's actually safe for us. And then we can go and look through the snacks and then go to that place that offers it. But even to take it one step further, there's actually a worksheet included in the guide where after I've highlighted them, I can fill in the snacks that we absolutely want to enjoy at every park so we can have a paper copy too. Again, this is going to save us from searching all over to find safe food, and we're just going to be able to go to the nearest place to get what we want and move on with our day. The fourth step I'm going to take is I'm going to look over the Epcot Festivals file. So whenever Disney has a festival, they're going to change their menu items and they're going to add special items that they don't normally have. And I think this year we are going to be there for the Flower and Garden Festival. So I'm going to want to check out what kind of snacks they are offering, see if my kids are interested in them, and, you know, just check it out. I don't know if we will necessarily grab anything, but if there's something that sticks out, we definitely will. On this trip, I don't think we plan to visit any water parks, but if we were, I would go to the water park guide and check that out, because that's another time when we want to know if we need to bring our own food or if there's going to be something that's safe while we're there. And similarly, if we were going to one of the holiday events, of course I would check that out as well. And lastly, I would also read the guides about bread, ice cream, and all the bonuses that are included with the guides, because they give you a good idea about those items while you're in the park. And that's really all. After these steps, we are now fully prepared for a fun and relaxing allergy-friendly vacation at Disney World. So if you're wondering if it's worth it to get these food allergy or gluten-free Disney World guides, here's a few reasons you should check them out. Number one, you're going to learn all the insider tips and tricks for food allergies at Disney. The guides are going to help you reduce stress and anxiety for your trip. You're going to learn how Disney manages food allergies, and you're going to be able to double check their procedures. And not only that, but maybe you didn't think about this, but these guides are actually going to help you because you can share them with travel companions so that they understand the extra steps required for food allergies at Disney and why they need to be a little bit more patient. And probably one of the most important reasons to check out this guide is because you're going to know where all the allergy-friendly food and treats are, so you can enjoy your trip and not spend hours searching or feeling disappointment, and nobody has to miss out. So if you're heading to Disney soon, definitely check those out. I'll post a link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.